pas que ce garçon était fou. Il ne vivait pas comme les autres, c'est tout.
Don't Tell Me the Boy is Mad sang France Gall in 1980 about a young man who plays the piano standing up. Il jouait le piano debout. She also sings that the only patriotism he shows is towards music and that he'd die on the battleground for only a few notes. A song which speaks of misunderstood passion and commitment. The song punctuates a film by French filmmaker Robert Guédiguian, which was in the special screenings at the Cannes Film Festival this year. The main story takes place in the 1980s and features an Armenian mother whose 20-something-year-old son joins militants in the Asala group, fighting for recognition of the Armenian genocide or massacres by the Turkish army that had occurred in 1915. The Asala group also take up arms, and during an attack in Paris, the son injures a young and innocent passerby who's handicapped for life. While the son Aram, played by Cyrus Shahadi, pursues his destiny in Lebanon, the mother Anouche, played by Ariane Ascaride, and the handicapped youth Gilles, played by Grégoire Le Prince Ringuet, build up a relationship.
Je suis arménienne. J'ai honte pour mon peuple, le peuple arménien. Je voulais vous demander pardon.
Je sais même pas où c'est l'Arménie. Je me fous du peuple arménien. Vos excuses, je m'en tape, sortez de ma chambre.
It begins when she finds him in hospital, says sorry. He tells her to go away and that Armenia means nothing to him.
Qu'est-ce que vous comprenez, que ma vie est foutue?
His life has been destroyed. The role of the Armenian-only speaking grandmother, played by Syro Fazilian, and the role of the parents are key. They show the strong inherited feelings which bond and sometimes rip through the generational layers of the Armenian diaspora. Simon Abkarian, of Armenian origin himself, plays Aram's father, Hovhannes.
He's an orphan himself. He's the second generation. And the second generation of after the genocide kept working to raise kids in the most possible joyful space. And these kids were politicized, my generation. So there was a clash between this generation and this one, as if the third generation was more linked to the first one, to the orphans. So this what makes it, I mean, this is where it makes it tragic. And when there is tragic, there is something that is close to humanity. It's very human. And this tranquility that he's building is lost by the consciousness of his son that he's awaking. And when we talk, because when we talk about consciousness, I believe that consciousness is the coming generation. When you are able to look in the eye, the kids coming after you, it means that you had a good life, honest and true life. And there is a point he cannot look in the eye of his son because he knows that somewhere he failed. And that's this failure that makes him so human.
Did you feel when you were making this film, taking part in this film, that it's particularly important now, today in France?
It is today in France and in the world, because all massacres and genocide, mass murders, are not the, it's not a domestic issue. It's a world issue. I mean, if we die here, you die there. If you don't acknowledge my suffering, you suffer at one point. You will. And this to create a network of, again, consciousness beyond domestic belonging, you know, to somewhere or not. Once what's happening in the Middle East is happening here. One wave makes 1,000 waves. So it will come to us. And this film is important in a way that the way Robert wrote it, it's not only closed on the Armenian community and the Turkish community, it's also opening on the world and asking the right questions for the right struggles.
Two stories overlap in The Boy Must Be Mad or An Histoire de Fou. One is the concise history of the Armenians since the beginning of the 20th century, and the other is a question of conscience and philosophy about armed struggles, not least of all what's continuing in the Middle East today.
On peut penser tout ce qu'on veut de ce café Lazala pendant une dizaine d'années.
Without the secret army for the liberation of Armenia from the 1980s to 1991, the memory of what happened to the Armenians would have remained buried. If the Pope today recognizes the Armenian genocide, it's thanks to Asala. Their action prompted the Armenian diaspora to take action, largely in a peaceful way, to get politicians to acknowledge the Armenian genocide. Today, young people going to the Middle East are completely different. Violence has and always will exist. There are just causes, And there are illegitimate causes, be they violent or peaceful causes. I think that atrocities committed by the right-wing German Nazis in the 1930s and 40s or the Spanish Francoists in 1936 was illegitimate violence. But the violence committed by the French Resistance or the Algerian FLN, the Palestinians or the Armenians is justified. Young people going off to fight today have no cause. Shooting point blank at cartoonists is completely different.
So that ripple effect Abkarian refers to, where does it begin in this film? Well, way back before the 1980s, in fact almost 94 years ago in Germany, in black and white. On June the 2nd and 3rd in 1921, a young Armenian man was tried and acquitted of murder in Berlin. Gedigion himself is a mixture, an Armenian father and German mother, and a child of France.
Je dis souvent, avec un peu d'humour, si on peut avoir un peu d'humour dans ces domaines-là,
I often say, albeit wryly if one can, about such things, that I come from a people who were victims of genocide and a people who committed genocide. So it's a big concern for me. Genocide is the extreme form of evil. It's inhumanity. So we must fight against it with all our force for as long as possible.
So this scene has a particular importance in the film and for him. The young man on trial in Berlin, Sogomon Terlirian, became a hero for the Armenian cause to avenge the wholesale killings in 1915 of their people, whom the Turk authorities saw as a threat. He'd shot at point-blank range in the back of the head, Talat Pasha, who, as the Turkish Interior Minister at the time, was held responsible for what is today, in France and some other countries, recognised as the Armenian genocide. Terlirian managed to convince the jury that his crime was due to Pasha having ordered the slaughter of the Armenians, a Christian community. He himself having lost his entire family. History is as usual important for Gedigion, not to say the history of the Armenians.
Je voulais reconstituer une archive puisque nous n'en avons pas. Donc...
I want to establish archives as we don't have any. So the first 25 minutes are in black and white. The murder trial turned into a trial of the victim. It was as if the accused had killed Hitler. And it's all fact. I also wanted to show, for me, it was a perfect example of armed struggle. And it's clear to me that Sogomon Terlirian was a hero.
Fast forward to the end of the credits after the film, where Gedigion dedicates this work to his Turkish friends.
I wanted to dedicate this film to all Turks who are fighting so that their country becomes democratic, just and free. I have many Turkish friends.
Bien entendu, donc je voulais leur dédier le film.
Pour quelle raison étrange, les gens qui pensent autrement, ça nous dérange, ça nous dérange. Ils jouaient du piano debout, c'est peut-être un détail pour vous, mais pour moi ça veut dire beaucoup. Ça veut dire qu'il était libre, heureux d'être là malgré tout. Ils jouaient du piano debout, quand les trouillards sont à genoux, et les soldats regardent à vous, simplement sur ses deux pieds.
That's French filmmaker Robert Gedigion bringing us to the end of this week's Arts in France on RFI. I'll leave you with some more France Gall from 1980. Il jouait le piano debout. He played the piano standing up. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.
Les gens qui tiennent à leur rêve, ça nous dérange. Lui, son piano, pleurait quelquefois. Mais c'est quand les autres n'étaient pas là. Quelle raison bizarre, son image a marqué ma mémoire.